Over the years, war veterans have been loyal to President Mugabe, but they decided to dump him yesterday following the recalling of their leader Chris Muchangwa from parliament, expulsion from ZANU-PF for undermining the authority of the president. In a communique released after the meeting in Harare, the war veterans claimed that, I quote, they note with concern, shock and dismay, the systematic entrenchment of dictatorial tendencies personified by the president and his cohorts, which have slowly devoured the values of the liberation struggle in utter disregard of the constitution, end quote. Reacting to the former freedom fighters' move to dump Mr. Mugabe and abandon him ahead of the 2018 presidential elections, Harare resident Love Mokadenge said he was stunned by the brazen stance taken by the war veterans at yesterday's meeting.
I was surprised that they would make this declaration, but I think it was coming because the war veterans are sort of being put in a corner, especially when their leader, Chris Muchangwa, and the previous ones, Jabulani Sibanda, and the other guys, the trend has been the same, that they are removed from ZANU-PF when they don't toe the line. And so this is a different kind of war veterans altogether. We have come up very strongly that they are claiming their space. It was very unusual because normally the war veterans toe the ZANU-PF side. But from yesterday's meeting, it appears the wheels are off now, and they are saying that they will not leave ZANU-PF. If there are any people who want to leave ZANU-PF, they must leave.
Another resident, Albert Chidakwa, concurred, adding that it was embarrassing that the president's close colleagues no longer have faith in him.
The war veterans have come to the full realization that that Mugabe has overstayed his welcome. And I think for Mugabe to be told by his close subordinates that he should step down, I think it's so embarrassing to him. Why do I say so? It's because that Mugabe has long relied on the war veterans as his pillar of strength, as the backbone of his party. But when you see your close subordinates or your close allies telling you to step down, then it means you have overstayed your welcome.
Describing President Mugabe as an allegedly stubborn person, Chidakwa, however, said it was highly unlikely that he would heed the war veterans' call to step down.
What I see and how I know Mugabe has never listened to anyone. Mugabe is someone who is arrogant. He doesn't listen to anyone, and he doesn't listen to ultimatums, especially. So I don't know how he's going to handle that situation, but I think it will be wise for him to listen to the voices of the masses.
Alfred Zurutwe, a political activist, said he was excited that finally the war veterans have realized that the president is a national liability.
What the war vets have done, it has finally shown that they're now seeing the light. We've been trying all along to enlighten them that things are not going the way they are supposed to be, and what they went to war to fight for is now the other way around. Only a few are now enjoying their hard times that they faced in the bush. And, you know, right now, everyone is in a state, the youth, the old people, the women, everyone in general, the general public, the politicians, we are seriously tired and sick with ZANU-PF's continued mismanagement of the country. And I'm praying and hoping that the war vets will take action in solidarity with us very soon with what we've been working with.
A political analyst, Kudakwa Shetsiga, said while he applauded the war veterans for speaking with the same voice with the masses, it was unfortunate that they are doing so when they have assisted in allegedly destroying Zimbabwe.
As you know, the war veterans themselves were the beneficiaries of the state patronage system, and they've been behind the collapse of the economy over the years, and they've been beneficiaries of the land reform program and other handouts which are being given by the state. Now, what has happened now is that the state can no longer afford to pass out those benefits to the war veterans. The cake has got smaller and smaller, and the war veterans have been pushed away from the eating table. And this has caused now friction, and the indispensability which they thought they had over the number of years is now being proven that, no, they are dispensable after all, and ZANU-PF has pushed them away from the eating table. So things have come to a head. They've defined themselves. They no longer want the president to be leading the country. They are now want to join the masses. We welcome the war veterans to be part of the masses, to be part of the struggle, and to share some of the concerns and the issues and the pain which the ordinary people have been suffering for a number of years.
The clash between the war veterans and President Mugabe appeared to have been resolved when the Zimbabwean leader met with the former freedom fighters sometime this year and resolved to work together to tackle various issues. However, the war veterans, who once received lump sums of 50,000 each in the 1990s after complaining bitterly of being neglected by Mr. Mugabe's government, say the president has not fulfilled all the promises made at that meeting. ZANU-PF is currently gripped by factionalism, pitting two camps that are fighting for the succession of the 92-year-old President Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.